Call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 18th, 2025 edition. Well, it looks like the process the Senate Labor Committee is looking at is they want to okay a prevailing wage exemption for pre-2024 school bond projects. These are projects that were taken to the vote of the people, passed, and now they're looking at possibly doing some exemptions. Michigan's recent prevailing wage mandates for public construction and renovation projects would not impact those related to school bond proposals adopted by local voters before February 13th of 2024. Under legislation that is now on its way to the Senate floor. Last term, the previously Democratic-controlled legislature, both in the House and the Senate, adopted prevailing wage requirements for projects receiving state funding. The move by the Democrats reinstated state labor policies that were repealed by the Republican legislators back in 2018. This was something that we fought for as Republicans with Governor Rick Snyder the entire 8 years that he was governor. Well, finally, the push came and the controlled House and Senate forced Governor Rick Snyder to basically repeal prevailing wage public act all the way dating back to the 1960s. Well, it once again instructed that if contractors and subcontractors receive state money, either wholly or in part, their workers must be compensated with wages and benefits mirroring those in local union-approved contracts. Now, that's a little bit of a twist because the Public Act from the 1960s required union scale from the southeastern area of Detroit, Michigan. Wayne County. Well, now the Democrats put a little twist on it and said local union-approved contracts, not those necessarily negotiated down in Detroit. Senate Labor Chairman John Cherry, Democrat from Flint, said when we reinstated the prevailing wage, there were school district projects that had been initiated prior to the passage of that. And they were grandfathered in. However, the language in the law only referenced millages. However, millages often just funds the bonds that pay for it. Construction projects weren't actually initiated, they were only funded. Well, the main differences between bonds and millage proposals is millages are an increase in property taxes, while bonds are a type of way of borrowing money by local governments or school districts to be paid back with interest. So the Senate Labor Committee moved Senate Bill 54 without any opposition. Not one Republican opposed it, ensuring that certain large capital projects aren't penalized if the labor contracts don't follow prevailing wage obligations. Back in July of 2024, the governor signed legislation authored, sponsored by Cherry, requiring contractors to confirm they were following the law with payroll databases tracking the number of daily hours worked, the start and end times of each work day, the hourly wages, rates that were paid, and any fringe benefits. The state's Department of Labor can use the database as an enforcement tool, issuing fines and fees if they don't follow the new laws. Again, the prevailing wage registration bill passed the Senate back on May 1st last year, 2024. Well, they did it during a major election cycle ahead of the November 2024 election. Based on the number of school bond proposals that were adopted and with the value of them growing substantially based on inflation, many of the projects were initiated but not fully completed. Many are still under construction today. Well, between the June 12th Senator Sherry's Senate Bill 54 receiving testimony, school boards, groups, and others showed up in support to testify during the hearing. One of the things that is very interesting here is they want the money, but at the same time, they want to get the biggest bang for the buck. So now they're asking for an exemption to what the Democrats passed last year. Well, many of them that came in support included the Michigan Association of School Boards, the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity, as well as the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. Okay, I got a very simple question to ask. If these three groups and others showed up to testify in support, then why did the Democrats reinstate prevailing wage? If it saves schools, school districts, to the point where the Michigan Association of School Boards, as well as the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators come support this, if it's good for school projects, why is it not good for others? Rest areas. MDOT wanting to build more and more of these roundabouts. Road funding projects, bridges, overall infrastructure. You see, the way this works, folks, any money, either wholly or in part, any state government money, taxpayer dollars, go to any type of construction project or renovation project. Why would they not want to get an exemption from prevailing wage laws that they reinstated after the Republicans repealed it back in 2018? Well, Jennifer Smith, again of the Michigan Association of School Boards, came and basically explained it this way. When school districts go to the ballot for a bond, that means they're going to borrow a bond, they're going to pay it back with principal and interest. They have to explain exactly what they're asking for. She explained back in 2023, there was an agreement to exclude such projects, preventing any changes in labor costs that would result in the mid-project construction being halted. This was always understood, and the language was put into the proposal. Unfortunately, Senator Cherry just stated it said millage and millages, which is something that does not pay for the project specifically with bonds. The millage pays the bonds. The bonds themselves pays for the project. So basically what they're saying is Senate Bill 54 is just a technical fix to make sure that people understand that these projects will still be on budget and what they were originally approved for. timelines are still ongoing, even for school bond proposals, some of them adopted way back in 2016. This is 9 years ago. The average bonding duration for proposals adopted in May and November 2016 were actually funded for 13.3 as well as 14.25 years, respectively. Another example, 21 and 14 school bonding proposals passed in May and November of 2022. Well, the average timeline for those bonds to be paid back were 24.5 and 26.4 years, respectively. So it's a technicality. The bottom line is, if waiving and giving an exemption for any project to avoid prevailing wage laws, why isn't it good for all projects across the state of Michigan? Why does it only have to do with school projects? Especially if you're trying to figure out a way to come up with a permanent long-term funding formula for roads and bridges. Shouldn't waiving the prevailing wage law be part of that conversation? You would think so. But no, the Senate Democrats only want to talk about school projects. Well, we'll see where this goes, but this is definitely an opportunity I think the Republican majority in the House might want to consider when sitting down and negotiating this budget. You want to come up with a way to fund the roads? Let's get the biggest bang for the buck. Let's get the most dollars, especially when it comes to labor, to be able to get the most work done. Back in the day when we were studying this and discussing and pushing the Republicans to repeal it back in 2018, we actually did studies, found information that said these prevailing wage laws increase the cost of labor from 25 to 30%. Now, I understand paying a fair wage to construction workers, but if local workers are used to their normal wages, why do they get a bump just because they're doing a government job, a government project? Short break, final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. William Hamilton, I totally apologize. I didn't get to see your question for Dr. Jeff. So if you could text me again next Wednesday morning, just as a reminder, I greatly appreciate it. And we'll get that question answered by Dr. Jeff. He asked, when is a good age to neuter a dog? I have a 7-month-old bully breed. He's explained this before, but I want you to ask again next Wednesday just to get clarification. One of the things that I know he talks about with the females is he likes them to get a little bit older, perhaps to go through at least one cycle, one breeding cycle, also to allow the bones to mature and other things that kind of stop in the process once they're neutered or spayed. So, but we'll talk about it with him. We'll definitely get him to answer that question for you next Wednesday in detail. One of the things about this story that I'm going to wrap up here on the Senate Labor Committee providing an exemption for pre-2024 school bond projects. Got a text message during the break. Randy, why is it that the Democrats want to spend more money on these government projects when the Republicans repealed the prevailing wage back in 2018? Why was it such a priority to reinstate it? I'm confused. You said the law was from the 1960s. Well, it's very simple. The Democrats are clinging, doing everything they can to cling to union workers. There's only one problem. President Donald Trump. America first, make America great again. His position with labor, unionized labor, is Donald Trump loves them. Donald Trump, all the real estate projects he ever has done in his entire life in major cities like New York City, required unionized labor. Every single aspect of any construction job, I don't care if it's concrete, I don't care if it's electricians, plumbers, HVAC. It doesn't matter. He always dealt and paid union labor rates on all the projects he built. He loves the UAW, the auto workers. Brian Pannebaker and his group. auto workers for Trump. A major, major flip in the political process started back in 2016's first presidential election of Donald Trump. It went on steroids last November 5th, 2024. He grew his labor vote. He grew all of the middle class working people's vote went up last year. This was an attempt by Michigan Democrats here in the state of Michigan to try to hold on to that vote. Well, guess what? As of November 5th last year, 2024, they've lost it. As a matter of fact, with the economy getting ready to roar, they are going to absolutely struggle heading into 2026 election. And I'm sure you didn't see any of the union organizations supporting this Senate Bill 54. Why? Because wages would be paid at the local levels without forcing them to look at unionized labor rates. So various union organizations probably not in support of this. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's moving forward because it's the right thing to do to try to get the most money to go for the biggest bang for the buck on these projects. Democrats know it. That's why Democrat Senator John Cherry of Flint is introducing the bill. And again, I ask a very simple question. If it's good for school board projects, school bond projects, any government school construction project renovation, why isn't it good for every sector of our construction issues, projects that we have going on around the state of Michigan? Just asking. And I think if the Republicans are smart, they may try to use this when it comes to the long-term road funding formulas. Without prevailing wage, folks, the bottom line, let's say you got a major repaving project on I-75. You're going to repave, you're going to resurface 100 miles of I-75. Without prevailing wage, for the same amount of labor money, you can pave 130 miles versus union wages only giving you 100 miles. That's the easiest example I can give you. For the same dollar, you can pave 30 more miles of roads and expressways in the state. We'll see if they possibly consider that in the long-term road funding formula. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 99.